We're joined now by Randall Jameson and Tony Chinakis of Cleveland. We met them last year when we did some stories from Cleveland that tried to put human faces on unemployment statistics. Mr. Jameson and Mr. Chinakis have both been unemployed for the better part of 2 years. They join us by phone from their respective homes in Greater Cleveland. Randy, Tony, so good to have you back with us. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. Happy New Year.
And happy New Year, Scott. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, Happy New Year to both of you. So no change in the job status for either of you?
No, still looking.
Yes, that would be the same for me as well.
Has this meant a change in strategy or attitude for either of you, Randy?
Yes, it has. I'm no longer just looking for tech-related jobs, even though that's my most current avocation. Now, it's the door's been swung wide open.
Tony?
Well, as a matter of fact, a few times I've actually taken off my master's experience just to try to get my foot in the door. And in September, I accepted a temporary assignment, and it's embarrassing to say, but I don't do much other than open mail.
So you've learned to conceal your master's degree sometimes?
Yes.
Same also, yes, depending on what the minimum requirements are, I'll either leave it on or take it off my resume.
Yeah. I'm at a point where I'm either overqualified or underqualified, in the middle. I feel like the sandwich.
Randall, when you see talking heads on television or hear them on the radio say things are picking up and going to be better in 2011, does that make you hopeful?
Literally, yes. But then that literally yes is cut short immediately because yet things are looking up. And I think everyone agrees across the board that the worst is absolutely behind us. However, capital H, some of the good news coming out about firms looking to hire, new projects coming up. We're going to have a casino in probably 3 years. But you see some things like they're looking to hire 60 new additional jobs in the next 5 years. Well, that's wonderful. Personally, I'm 4 weeks from my 99th week of benefits. I'm going to be a 99er unless something happens real quick here. So while that is good news in the macro, at the individual level, it really isn't any different.
And Tony, how do you feel when you hear
something? I'm actually feeling a little more optimistic because I feel like Cleveland is due for things to change around because, quite frankly, we've been in a downward spiral since 9/11, and we've lost a lot of manufacturing here. I don't have anything in the fire, but for some weird reason, I feel a little more optimistic for 2011.
Tony's right. I mean, there is good stuff happening. It's that in-between part where Tony and I just got to find something.
Right.
We can keep going until maybe we can take advantage of those things when those projects are running.
Unemployment benefits run out at 100 weeks, don't they?
99, sir.
You're worried about health care?
In that regard, no. As retired military, I am set as far as the medical side. That takes a big chunk of worry out of it.
Tony, what are your concerns now?
The same concerns I had in 2010. I don't have any benefits. I don't have any health care. I'm actually living on my student loans, I hate to admit it, and actually those came due, and I had to call them up. And, you know, it's funny because I'm writing my own blog post, 2010, a year in review, and I basically wrote that what I've learned from this unemployment on a positive note, I don't need much to survive. I don't need, you know, material things. And I remember my father, God rest his soul, I remember him saying, you know, if you have your health, you have everything. And I am very grateful, really, for the small things that I think a lot of people take for granted.
Randall Jameson, Tony Chinakis, thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Take care. Talk to you
Bye.
Later.
Okay. Bye.